0TR KO4 HKX. 0TR KO4 HKX. 0TR KO4 HKX. Clear.
4ZLK.
KO4 HKX.
You today?
Dried out, not too bad. How about yourself?
I walked outside when I was getting ready for work and it felt a lot drier outside, the wind and just the air itself.
They changed the forecast for tomorrow now.
Howdy, but definitely not what it was.
Pretty good over here in Greer.
Farr's Bridge up to Whitehorse and the road is blocked. I'm having to cut through. And it looks like Whitehorse is blocked going back to that intersection. I don't know what's going on, but it says the road is closed on the map.
I didn't know anything was going on over there, but that's going to be a mess.
And unfortunately, I had to go left in order to cut and go through, and it takes me back further up Whitehorse. That's the wrong direction.
I don't know. I wonder what's going on over there. Probably some power outages or something, maybe. I know there's... Talking about that earlier today, there's quite a few of people out without power.
Traffic accident. It didn't say accident. It just said road was closed on the map. And people were sitting there. There was a lot of cars coming the other direction were flashing their lights.
I'm sure glad I'm not over on that side of town today.
Be late again.
Scold you too bad for that.
Right, I was about 5 minutes late Tuesday. Just, I want to blame it on the weather, but I don't remember if I can or not. I don't remember what happened. Got caught in traffic or something. It's rare that that happens, but now it's 2 days in a row.
It's a loose nut behind the wheel.
Oh, that. That probably has a little bit to do with it.
I do sense in there. Go ahead, Patrick.
Spend your last little bit of money.
Dave, I heard you this morning talking about canceling some jobs because of weather, or canceling, and I was just going to comment. I thought about getting on there and saying, you know, Patrick and I don't cancel our work when it rains.
I work outside like I do. You know, I have to whine a little bit about it.
That is for sure. Nothing worse than being wet all night long.
To start with.
Yes, my mapping isn't closing. Oh, well. I know how to get home. Yeah, I'm down here by Roper Mountain Road in 14. I think this is like the edge of Simpsonville, the end of Greer, or something like that.
Area, that's all I know. Go ahead, Patrick.
I don't know. I know where Roper Mountain Road's at, but I don't know exactly where you're at.
14 south, and you go past Pelham Road, and you come around a bend, you get to a light, and it's Roper Mountain. If you take that left, I'm over in this direction. I'm heading back to Greer now.
Thanks,
Lance. Go ahead, Dave.
I'm sorry about that, Shane.
Well, I keyed up on the mic. Probably wasn't my turn. I just said Dave's over there working for the big money clients.
Hey, now, well, he is a doctor. You know, I did the old doctor joke when I first met him. He laughed. And Shane, you're a truck driver. You should know where you're at all times. You shouldn't need GPS. You're the professional.
All right, here, I'm going to have to turn around here, too, on Whitehorse, it looks like.
Careful out there.
A big truck now, or are you on your way?
Trying to get to work. I got a couple of, or a major intersection is blocked on two sides of it.
Where are you at, Patrick?
Your house.
Going over for dinner?
I'm having.
Well, we got leftover lasagna from last night. You can have some of that.
Oh.
That sounds pretty good. Lasagna gets better as it's left over.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'll warm up the hot tub for you, too.
Not a hot tub. Not my thing.
Okay. Just offered. You know, I got the outside shower there. You can clean up and, you know, get fresh. You can go down to the building, play the drums if you want. I don't care.
Ask the pastor. The doctor. Oh, goodness. Did you ask him if he was still practicing?
No, the joke was like, doctor, it hurts when I do this. And of course, his answer was, don't do that.
They're going to stop practicing and start doing it professionally.
He's a good customer. I'm not going to ask him that kind of question.
Better have a real good sense of humor.
Oh, yeah. He's darn right.
Keep a doctor.
You and Lance. Traffic down here by Hans and Franz. Doggone it.
At the three-way intersection.
That one by the Dollar Tree there, or the Dollar Store? That one?
Where Milford Church Road comes back in.
Yeah, that's that new traffic light. That's supposed to clear things up. Ha, ha, ha.
But, I am definitely going to be late.
On the logbook. Do a little backlog and be all right.
Can't wait anymore there, Dave.
I know. Darn it. You can't turn your electronic clock back a little, huh?
Not about logging. It's about showing up to work on time for my boss.
You'll be okay. You know, I've had my time of, coloring in the coloring book years ago. You know what I'm talking about.
I didn't solve anything either, guys. How about that, Patrick? In 0 TR.
I used to come through this intersection every morning, every afternoon, before they put it up. It was never this bad.
Hi, Shane. Boy, I'm proud of you guys out there paying my Social Security. Our Social Security, I should say. Patrick's headed up this way. Maurice has got some goodies for him.
They're feeding a stray animal like that. You may not get rid of them.
Change. Oh, she has some eggs for him and some oatmeal cookies and some leftover beef stew that she made. That's about as far uptown as you can get.
Lasagna and a little bit of strawberry pie my wife made the other day, darn it.
Being jealous.
Well, you won't believe this, Shane, but she didn't like the oatmeal cookies she made last night, so she made another big platter of them this morning, and these are more suitable to her liking. And mine, too. They didn't flatten out like it was supposed to last night.
Hey, she didn't like them, so she's giving them to Patrick.
Well, I tried to convince her to hide them, but she's giving him the good ones.
You know what?
Not in them. Dates and what else? Walnuts and oatmeal, Dave.
How too far away? I'm down here by Pelham and 14. I'm not going to make it.
Well, Patrick, if they're any good or not.
Sure, they will be great. And I am turning on Brown Road right now.
He can coast all the way here down that hill.
Those cookies going to make it back to Patrick's house.
Chad used to be before he disappeared. No. Maurice would be baking something, send it home with him, and never get past his driveway.
As that truck that Patrick drives, that's pretty much his house. So, you know.
Sometimes that's for sure.
You're supposed to be there.
I'm supposed to punch in at 5:30, and not going to make it.
That woodworking you do sure is amazing. That's really quite an art.
Not there yet. I'm learning, but I appreciate it. Photography can really make things look good. Every once in a while, I'll find a good picture of me.
Hey, Patrick here. I see that big truck out front. It says www.mactools.com. I'll let you guys go. Nice talking to both of you, and I'll see you down the line. That's N0TR.
You better clean them glasses, Tom. I don't say Mac Tools. It's Matt Co.
I was closed. C-L-O-S-T.
It's also Mac Tools or yellow truck. Wow. Okay, Shane, over to you.
I say it was a UPS truck. 73 Tom and Patrick, you all have a good night. And 4ZLK.
73 guys, I'll be back out in a little while. We'll go in here and enjoy my cookie. KO4HKX.
Oh my gosh, KB2HX has mobile. I'm rolling on 14 finally, yay.
Save.
What's that? I got a little, I'm actually picking up some interference right now. Say it again, Shane.
See how they treat us.
I know, like redheaded stepchildren. They go off and they eat their cookies in front of us. Yeah. Ah, look what I got.
I'd do the same thing.
I met my friends up in New York when Sally makes, when she made the strawberry pie the other day. I took pictures before, during, and after. And boy, did I get yelled at.
Said strawberry pie.
Oh, yeah. She finds these recipes online, and I tell you what, boy. Whew, she comes up with some good desserts, some good dinners. I can't complain.
She found a... Actually, we saw some cooking show. It was a foreign cooking show, and this lady cut this huge cabbage up, cut it in layers, and layered it with ground beef and sour cream, and of course lots of seasoning, and then baked it for a long time. Of course, she baked it in a wood stove. Oh my goodness, Beth's been doing that, you know, every couple of weeks or so. Cabbage and ground beef with sour cream baked in the oven. My goodness, it is so good.
Oh man, I can smell it from here. Well, it's the same thing my wife does. She'll watch the cooking shows, and there's an English fellow that, I forget the name of the show, but he's in France, and he goes out to the garden and he picks his different vegetables and stuff, and the guy is just amazing. But yeah, she watches a lot of that stuff, and she gets a lot of ideas. I think she actually bought the book from the show, and it has all the different recipes and stuff in it, and she's made a couple out of that book, and I tell you what, it's tough to stay in this good a shape, you know?
Not hard to look as good as you do.
Quite that way, but yeah. Okay, yeah, you're right.
Sour cream one time when she made it, and it was still good because I love cabbage, and of course any kind of meat is my favorite. But it was funny how it lost that just extra special without the sour cream cooked in with it.
Yes, they know, you know, they know what flavors and what things go together. You know, it's the same thing with my stepson. He's a line chef over there in Traveler's Rest. And between him and my wife, man, the two of them, when they get together and start cooking in the kitchen, just get out of the way and wait to get called. Come in and taste this. You know, it's just always a taste sensation.
It's a happy subject. You can cook in. I'll try anything, you know. I'm happy to oblige. There's some things I like to cook, but... I enjoy more sitting there eating what's been cooked for me. So, just especially when she likes doing it, you know.
Oh yeah, no, I can be the taste tester. I'll do the dishes when you're done. Don't worry, just keep cooking.
All right, I'm gonna let you go. I'm getting close, but I'm still not gonna make it on time. But traffic's heavy over here, and I need to call them, let them know I'm gonna be a few minutes late.
All right, Patrick just sent us a multi-text. I'm going to have to kick his butt next time I see him.
Come in, I haven't looked at it, and I only imagined what it was.
That's a picture of the damn cookie.
That's better than a picture of Patrick.
Yeah, no comment. No comment.
All right, I'll talk to you later. M4ZLK.
KO4HKX. I can hear you two.
M4ZLK, KB2HXS. By myself. 73, have a good night at work.
KO4HKX. You're not by yourself. I can hear you two.
Yeah, but you don't get to send a picture of the cookie. Now, my gosh, you know, you're tantalizing me. What are you doing?
Haven't done to me.
Oh, bruh.
Careful out there. KO4HKX, clear.
Enjoy those cookies. All right, we'll see you. KO4HKX, KP2HXS. I'll get you. Don't you worry.